And here are the stories we're following right here in the Bay Area. Empty store shelves at local pharmacies, the shortage in medication as part of a triple threat of viruses ramps up. And thousands of student workers are still on strike at UC campuses, including here in the Bay Area. How some teachers plan to show their solidarity that has some concern about their final grades.
I have to get the grades back from my classes in time to switch majors.
Okay, so do you remember this drawing to determine who won Richmond's tied city council race? It turns out the saga isn't over yet. And Sarah High's former star football player returns to the Bay Area. We'll hear from Tom Brady's dad ahead of his son's big homecoming game.
You're watching CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
And good evening. A triple threat of highly contagious viruses are ramping up, leaving many concerned tonight ahead of the holiday. Some parents even having trouble finding medications for their little ones. Well, KPX5's Ann Makovic joins us now with what health officials are saying. Ann.
Yeah, Jules, how many people do you know that have recently been sick with cold or flu symptoms and then tested negative for COVID? I'm getting over a little something myself. So add that to the COVID cases, and we have a real strain on the system. Our hospitals are once again feeling the pressure. Just over 4,200 COVID patients are hospitalized statewide, about 700 in the Bay Area. That is the highest number since the summer Omicron surge. And again, that's just COVID numbers. The triple threat of COVID, flu, and RSV is sending more kids to hospitals, and the state is scrambling to add more pediatric beds. The capacity for pediatric ICU beds is down about 20% statewide and as low as 12% in some areas. And as you mentioned, getting your hands on cold and flu medicine, particularly children's, is tough right now. We checked out a CVS in San Jose. This is on Branham Lane, and found the cold and flu aisle picked over. We found a little more selection at a nearby Rite Aid. The company told us they're experiencing high demand and working with suppliers to mitigate shortages where possible. But drugstores across the country are dealing with this issue.
Unfortunately, as we know, this is not an actual shortage in terms of production. I think there's really just a run on products because it's really a tough season. But I would really caution families to be very careful not to give children adult medications.
Now, three Bay Area counties have transitioned back into a medium COVID community level. That means masks are required in places like shelters and jails. They are Marin, Santa Clara, and Sonoma counties. Juliette?
Yeah, and I feel like I am seeing more people wearing masks. And, you know, a lot of us kind of sound like you do right now. We're all walking around with something, even though we're not testing positive.
Yeah.
So feel better. Drink some tea.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your report. Thanks, Ann. All right. A teacher strike underway at San Francisco's Lowell High School over the district's ongoing problems with its payroll system. 90% of the Lowell staff called in sick today. 50 of them decided to meet at the SFUSD headquarters to talk with Superintendent Dr. Matt Wayne. A union rep says the vast majority of staff have received incorrect paychecks for the past 11 months. Tonight, hundreds of UC faculty members say they may withhold grades in support of striking student workers. Andrew Hobner reports that has countless other students worried about what that means for them.
The university says to, like, get your major locked in before the end of this academic year. And I need my classes and the grades back to do that.
William Mangani is looking to change majors and now has to worry about potentially delayed grades.
For me personally, and a lot of other students I know, it's kind of an issue because I want to switch majors, but I have to get, like, I have to get the grades back from my classes in time to switch majors and all that, so it could be an inconvenience.
Roughly 400 professors across the UC system have informally pledged to withhold grades in solidarity with their striking TAs, but the UC system sees it differently. In a letter to administrators, UC Provost Michael Brown saying, quote, if Senate faculty choose to withhold their labor during the strike, then they should be advised that doing so means that they are choosing to withhold all of their labor and that the university in turn may withhold their compensation. UC Davis Provost Mary Krogan announced that any grades withheld would show up as a no grade, which take no direct impact. In Davis, students have felt the strike's effects through the end of midterms and now finals.
It's a lot more difficult when we don't have access to TAs that are able to assist the professors with teaching the material.
And those like William hope both sides come to a resolution soon.
It's gone on longer than a lot of people, I think, have expected, but it's not going to, I hope it doesn't go on for multiple quarters, just this one.
There has been agreements reached between some groups and the UC system, but no one is returning to work until every group has reached an agreement with the University of California. As one student put it to me, there is a confidence that this won't bleed into next year, but no confidence that it won't bleed into next quarter.
Well, it could be another long night in San Mateo. Right now, the city doesn't have a mayor. The city council is meeting again tonight to try and resolve a heated debate over whether to appoint one. So Monday's meeting, it lasted until 3 a.m. Two new council members blocked the appointment of a new mayor, saying they want to fill a vacant seat on the council first. But the would-be mayor, Councilmember Lee, says it's her turn to lead per city rules.
It's 2:30. I think if we're here till 4:30, we're still having the same discussion. And so I think we passed the definition of insanity a couple hours ago.
Wow. Okay. So the city council's meeting right now after taking some time to think about the decision. So stay tuned. We'll fill you in. And the loser from the unusual tiebreaker in Contra Costa County wants a recount. The Richmond City Council race ended in an exact tie. Cesar Zepeda was declared victor over Andrew Butt after a city clerk randomly drew Zepeda's name out of that red bag you see there. Look at that. Both candidates expressed dissatisfaction with the process, saying the voters didn't really decide. So the county will also recount the Antioch Council race that was decided by three votes. Okay, let's get to some other headlines we're following around the Bay Area. Oakland police investigating a stabbing between two students at Skyline High School. It happened just after 11:30 this morning, that is. The victim was taken to the hospital and is in serious condition. The other student was arrested. There is still no word on what led up to this violence. And the suspect in an August Muni bus shooting faces multiple felony charges. Alasa Falagoifa is accused of killing one passenger and injuring another when he and an accomplice opened fire on the bus in the middle of the day on August 3rd in the McLaren Park area. So he will be arraigned tomorrow, and if convicted, the man would face 50 years to life in state prison. Former Theranos executive Sonny Balwani was sentenced to 12 years and 11 months in federal prison for fraud. Balwani was Theranos' chief operating officer. He was convicted in July of 12 counts of fraud and conspiracy for his role in duping investors out of millions of dollars and giving patients false diagnoses. He is set to surrender on March 15th.